With me is Paul Ray. And Paul, what's your title with BASF?
My position is the director for the U.S. crop protection business.
Now, you are the moderator for the panel here, and tell me a little bit about the theme here, the science behind soybeans. You're really talking about your whole portfolio, not any one single product.
Yeah. Well, as we see it, that the soybean market has great potential for growth, both in terms of the demand outlook for soybean exports globally, and as the world population expands, as evidenced just recently in China, their demand for soybeans is increasing, and obviously that's an opportunity for higher demand for soybeans. And at a local level, at a grower level, yields haven't increased that much in the last few years, and so what we really see an opportunity to is help farmers get more from every acre by using some different practices, agronomic practices, and new technologies such as some of the new Kixor herbicide technology that BASF has that will help them push that yield even further.
Now, on your panel, you had two growers who are good, excellent examples of that. One was the soy winner, the Soy Challenge winner, and of course, Kip Colors. So tell us about how they are good examples of using the product portfolio that BASF offers.
Yeah, I think they're great examples, and I think they're both pushing the envelope in their own way. Obviously, David Ream, we're very pleased to have here. He worked really hard on his property to push his yield using Scepter and Headline, and really, for the first time, changed some things on his farm, which I think just demonstrates that this still a lot of opportunity for farmers who've been doing things a certain way to still look at new technologies and try and experiment on their own property. And then obviously at the other extreme we've got Kip, who's probably, there's no better example for testing and evaluating and really truly pushing the envelope. And then obviously today he was talking about how before too long he'll be growing 200 bushel per acre soybeans, which we'd all like to see, I'm sure.
Well, and Vince Davis from the University of Illinois talked a little bit about the fear that some growers have that they can't get over this hump, they're reaching a plateau as far as yield is concerned. How do you think BASF can help growers get over that hump?
I think we can help them a lot. And I think you heard today just some of the ways we can do that. Obviously, with a whole range of new products coming, we have some six new products for the soybean farmer over the next 4 years. And beyond just soybeans, we have a total of 28 new products coming in the next 4 years, which is a huge number. And obviously, it's going to give farmers just more tools in their toolbox to really push that envelope even further. And I thought what was interesting from what Vince said was that a lot of farmers are actually frustrated by the fact they can't get more yield from their soybeans, and that they do actually want to get more soybean yield. So I think when you have that motivation, I think farmers will be more willing to try and experiment with some of this new technology that's well proven and will do a great job for them.
And when you're talking about what you've got coming in the pipeline, when you've got a potential of 28 new products coming in just in the next four years this is amazing. Yes. I mean, how do you feel about that? How does BASF as a team feel about what you've got coming down the road in the next 4 years?
Oh, we're very excited, obviously. it's a great opportunity, and I think it really presents us with a great opportunity to help farmers get more from every acre. And it doesn't come just by mistake either. I mean, we have made an investment in agriculture, both in terms of our people, but also in terms of our R&D investments each year. We spend well over $450 million per annum each year to bring these new technologies to marketplace. And when you consider it takes 10 years to get a new compound to market, that's a huge investment that you have to keep going with each year. So we're very pleased that our investment decisions 10 years ago are paying off today for farmers in a very tangible way.
Thank you very much. That's great. Paul Ray here at the BASF Science for Behind Soybeans Symposium at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting. Here at Commodity Classic, we just had a presentation by BASF on the science of soybeans. With me is Rick Chambly with BASF. And Rick, what's your title?
I'm manager of the technical service group.
Okay, now you talked about, what we were mainly talking about here is the portfolio the BAS offers for soybean growers, not just focusing on the Kixor products, not just focusing on Headline, but all of everything that BAS offers. And not only that, but what you offer just today, but what you're going to offer in the future.
Yeah.
How do you determine what growers want and what growers will want down the line, especially when it takes so long to bring a product to market?
Cindy, it's not an easy process, but certainly what we want to focus on and how we bring these products to marketplace is talking to growers, getting out, talking to retailers, having grower panels, saying, what's bothering you today? What do you see getting worse? What do you think the problem is going to be in the future? Getting their input. Because, you know, you can sit there and bring the greatest product to the marketplace, but if a grower doesn't need it, doesn't have that problem, then it's not going to ever get off the launch pad.
And, you know, an excellent example of that is Kixor.
Yes,
because now you told the story about how long it took Kixor to get. You just really got approval last September.
Yeah.
Tell us what you saw 9 years ago when you started work on Kixor.
When we started working on the Kixor family of products, it was about 9-10 years ago. And at the time, glyphosate-tolerant weeds were not even on the horizon. There were a few people sounding alarm, but most people said, not going to happen. And as we thought about it, we said, Mother Nature always comes through. And growers are going to have problems with weeds that are tolerant to glyphosate in the future. We noticed that the ones that are most commonly or most likely to become tolerant to glyphosate, Kixor did a very good job on in our earlier testing. So that's how we decided to bring it for the marketplace and make a huge investment, a couple hundred million dollars, bring this product to the marketplace. And 10 years ago, and today it's coming to fruition.
And when at the time, there was, what, one weed that was glyphosate resistant?
At the time, there was one in the United States. There was one weed that was resistant to glyphosate. It was low-end species in California. None in the Midwestern United States. Mm-hmm. Now, today, there are six broadleaf weeds that are tolerant to glyphosate that are commonly found in soybean production. Mm-hmm. Kixor or Sharpen Optil is the product line in soybeans, Integrity, and corn. Doing a fantastic job on those broadleaf weeds.
Kind of had a crystal ball with that one, it looks like. But all right, well, let's look ahead at the future. Now, you're talking about in the next 4 years, what's going to be coming down the pipeline from BASF in the next 4 years?
Yeah. In the next 4 years, including 2010, we are bringing 28 new products to growers across the United States to fit every product segment or every crop segment and certainly every herbicide, fungicide, insecticide segment. As we take a look at it, growers today are not looking just for products that control weeds, not products just control diseases. They're looking for a little more from their products. And that's what they tell us when they give us feedback. And so our product line is focused not only in doing those things, providing better weed control, but ones that will help them manage their crop better, optimize their yields, help them get better yield potential, and certainly manage the risk that they face every year.
So you're looking at 9 active ingredients coming down the pipeline and 28 new products? Is that
right? 9 new active ingredients for the BASF portfolio, and those will be turned into 28 products either by solo or combining with our current product line. Mm-hmm. You'll find growers in there, whether you're in California growing citrus and almonds, you'll find a product there for you. If you're in the South growing cotton, you'll find a product for you there as well. And, of course, cereal growers, vegetable growers, and your soybean corn farmers.
And for soybeans, you said of those 9 active ingredients, 4 are going to be from soybeans. And is that right?
For soybeans, we'll be bringing 4 new active ingredients into the BASF portfolio to help growers manage not only today's problems but tomorrow's problems as well. Mm-hmm. And 6 products. And in addition, dicamba-tolerant soybeans.
And you looked at the situation assessment for the future.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Headline and the Kixor family of products are continue to make headlines, I guess. But you're looking at even better when you call the next fungicide blockbuster.
Well, I'm always a little bit, you know, very passionate about what we're doing at BASF and bringing products, having grown up on a farm. And always looking for products that will help growers. And we believe we have a new fungicide innovation that will help carry it to the next level in terms of giving growers disease control in their soybean, corn, and cereals and vegetable crops, and also helping them protect their yield and maximize their yield potential.
Well, people got to wonder how you're going to do better than Headline when it's being used on 12 million acres is treating the soybeans now?
Headline is not being used on 12 million acres. The total fungicide market in soybeans is 12 million acres.
Oh,
we have the largest market share, though, of any product.
Well, that's still really impressive. Now, and also you're looking at, you're working on a project with Monsanto.
We cooperating with Monsanto on a number of products, projects. The major one that we're cooperating on for the future would be the dicamba-tolerant soybeans, helping bring that innovation to the marketplace. We also continue to work with them on Headline in soybeans, helping improve yields in corn as well.
Well, it just seems like we just got to keep our eye on BASF because you got a lot of stuff coming down the line, right?
Well, we feel pretty good about it. So cross your fingers and we'll be there.
Well, it's exciting. Well, thank you very much. Yep. And we enjoyed your presentation today, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
Here, BASF's presentation on the science of soybeans at the Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.